setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. You get the answers to those questions, and then you do something about it, you're not going to be miserable on Monday morning, heading into a job that you can't stand, just trying to make it through to Friday, so you can drown your misery and sorrow over the weekend. You were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed. That means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be you. And so we are here to help you do that. It is all about you. Your calls. Drive the conversation. 844-747-2577 is the number. We go to Indy, where Aaron is on the line. Aaron, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Aaron. How are you today?
I am doing well. I'm kind of a little stuck. I'm trying to decide between a couple of career paths. Right now, I'm in information technology. I've been in the company I'm at for around 2 years, and I do love what I do, but I don't like the culture that I work in.
Okay. Well, now let's just stop there for a second, because as we go forward to examine these couple of paths that you said you're standing in front of, a fork in the road, if you will. Number one, right out of the gate, this first thing that you're in currently, this is doing the right thing in the wrong place. I've had this phone call a bunch. So we might as well unpack it now, and it will help us going forward on this call. But you love what you do, yes or no?
Yes.
But you just don't like where you do it, and you've got some toxicity going on, correct? Just not a good, healthy culture.
I would say so, yep.
And it's making you question or making you dread coming in and staying in.
Yep.
But if we removed, and we're not going to embarrass you, but if you remove the source or the sources, whether it be leadership or an overall company culture or some toxic work mates, if you will, if we remove that and that didn't exist as you know it now, how would you feel going in on Monday mornings?
Pretty excited.
Okay, so now we've identified what's going on. So don't let the toxicity, Aaron, and by the way, a bunch of you listening in right now are in the same boat. And so we're going to find out if this other path that Aaron is facing is the right path. If it's a career change, I'm going to question it because of what we just talked about. And many of you right now are thinking, I got to change my career, when what you need to change is your place. Very big difference. All right, Aaron. So is the fork in the road, as I'm assuming here? I've kind of assumed that option one, or just no particular order, but option A is stay where you are, and B is something else. Is that right? Or is there a third option?
I would say there's a couple options.
Okay, give
A
me the
would
options.
Be to stay where I'm at.
Okay, good.
B would be to relocate and do what I do now in a different region. And the other two options are completely different careers.
So we got four options, A, B, C, and D. What is C?
Right now, I do Herbalife on the side, and I enjoy helping people solve a problem in their life.
Which is the nutrition?
Yes.
Is that a network marketing thing?
Yes.
Okay, how well are you doing on that?
Pretty good. I could replace my entire income right now.
Dude.
If I jumped over full time.
That's legit. What's option D?
Something that has been in like the back of my head for a long time. I've always wanted to get into the aviation industry. Right now, I've been wanting to do it mostly as a hobby, but I could see myself doing something like that full time.
Oh, now, you mean flying?
Doing that, yeah.
In what capacity?
Pilot.
Well, I know
it's a
that
career, like private in the private industry, but there's a large cost into starting that.
No, I know that. That's why I said what capacity. I want to know if you're talking about private planes or for a commercial airline. So you're talking about private planes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the cost to get involved with that?
Probably close to $80,000 to get a full commercial certificate.
Okay. So here's what I say. Let's take D out right now, because I'm trying to think the best way to set your brain up here. You'd like to just learn how to fly in the meantime, just get up and get your license and learn how to fly. That would be fun for you.
Yeah, it's a hobby.
Yeah, I would do that. I think we pursue that as a hobby and we hold long term on D. Okay. I'll come back to that in a second. I think I think A is out. You're in a toxic culture, and that's probably not going to get better. Have you taken it up the ladder and approached it and said, hey, this is an issue?
To an extent, there's only so much in the workplace that I feel like I can say before they...
All right, well, let's just...
Know.
Okay. Well, here, the reason I asked the question, Aaron, is because I think everybody should always, when you feel like there's a problem at work, you got to take it to your leader. And if you have on some level, good on you, that's about all you can do. Okay? So let's throw A out. Relocating is going to... That's a pain in the neck to relocate, to stay in the same information technology industry. Correct?
Not to an extent.
Okay, so then here's the deal. I'm just trying to do the pros and cons for you. Let's just look at B and C right now. If you walk from A right now and put a little bit of effort into C, you said you can replace your income and you really enjoy it. So if I snap my fingers and say, all right, Aaron, guaranteed you're going to replace your current income pretty darn fast, almost immediately with Herbalife, if you go do that, or... I'll give you the technology job and a great culture with a ladder for opportunity to grow. Which one of those are you going to take?
I'm stuck.
No, you're not.
I'm stuck.
No, you're not. You think you're stuck. I'm telling you there's a clear winner. I don't care if it's 51 to 49, there's a winner out of those two. Which one would you love more?
Information technology.
Why?
Because I'm in a track right now to become a network engineer, and for whatever reason, I love the challenge.
I think so, too. I think you get bored with Herbalife. I think Herbalife's a nice little thing on the side that, again, is a hobby that you're actually making money on. And I think, here's what I think. Here's what your heart just said. When I put you to the test, you chose information technology pretty easily. I think you look to relocate, stay in that industry, and there's a ladder for you to keep moving up, and you love that challenge. And I think you need a challenge. Am I right?
Yep.
I would keep Herbalife going, and I would take all of the money you're making from Herbalife, and I would stack it. And then the reason I would stack it is it's going to get you closer and closer to, at some point, going, do I really now want to make the jump as I keep moving up the information technology ladder and I get my pilot's license just for fun? You know what? I could keep stacking this Herbalife money and eventually get to the point where I can pay cash and go get my commercial pilot's license. I just think you have options there. Do you understand what I'm saying? All while feeding your challenge muscle. So that's what I would do. There you go. Folks, I love this right there. This is the first time we've had a caller in a while that had four options. Really three, because option A was he's not going to stay in that unhealthy culture. But you got a guy who's got multiple interests there, and it's okay to have multiple interests. But the test that I put Aaron to, and I appreciated his honesty, and I absolutely believe that he felt like he didn't know the difference between, do I do the network marketing gig or do I do information technology? But when I put him to the test and he had to choose and he said, well, this is ultimately, I think you have to trust that. You absolutely have to trust that. You got to listen to your heart on that. And you heard what he said. He sees himself on a ladder. That ladder takes him to a higher qualification level. And not just that, but a greater challenge level. And that's what we're looking for. All right, folks, coming up, more of your calls. Don't move.
It's that important.
This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman.
This is the show where we help you know where to go.
The Ken Coleman Show continues on with your phone calls, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Some of you out there are listening right now, and your heart is beating out of your chest because you go, boy, I know there's something more for me. I know there is. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and life is moving really fast. And I'm headed towards a future that's going to be full of regret as opposed to full of reminiscing. That's where we want to be. That when we end our journey, if we are all offered the opportunity to be sitting among our family and friends, knowing that time to move on into eternity is near, and we say, boy, it's been a good run. What a ride. I went after it. And we have more reminiscing than we do regretting. Specifically, did you live the life you were meant to live? Now, we talk a lot here about work. We're not one-dimensional people, but on this show, we know that we are created to work and that work is significant to us. And your work is significant to others. So that's why we do what we do here. Let's find your sweet spot, the intersection of your greatest talent and your greatest passion. In other words, you use what you do best to do what you love to do most. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Jennifer, who's on the line in Raleigh, North Carolina. Jennifer, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, I am like a lot of people my age. I'm 46 years old. I'm at a crossroads, and I just need to know what route to take.
I love it. Can I just start by telling you it's not too late? Will you believe that for the next few minutes? Just for the next few minutes. Just promise me you're going to keep believing that.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the crossroads. What are the crossroads we're facing?
I work at a large state-supported university.
Okay.
I work in the undergraduate office. My department has about 830 undergraduates. Mm-hmm. I support the faculty and students. I coordinate our department's graduation ceremony twice a year. Mm-hmm. I maintain the website. I speak to prospective students.
Okay.
I schedule the classes for the undergraduates and the graduates.
You basically do everything but paint the place.
Right, and teach.
Okay.
In my building, I am the only staff among faculty. Now, we have two different buildings, and there's staff in the other building, but I'm the only staff in my building.
Okay.
I often feel inferior to everyone else. I have a bachelor's degree in sociology, but I don't have an upper-level degree. With that being said, my university has a tuition waiver. I can get a master's degree, and I have started on that path. I start my first class later this month, mm-hmm, in the hopes of getting a master's in counseling and student development.
Okay. So what is the crossroads?
I'm not only good at working with students and trying to meet their needs as far as if they're grief-stricken, if they've gone through a trauma, that's not my job responsibility, but I want it to be.
Yes. So what's the crossroads?
I'm not sure if I should be doing university counseling or something that's more hospitality related, because I have an affinity for both and a background in both. I don't see a reason why I couldn't do both. Also,
how would you do both? Let's have fun with that. How would you do both? So let's say we keep going down this path and you get the master's, and it moves you into a role where you're counseling students, okay? Just the way you described. Tell me the rest of that story. If your husband and I and my wife, we met you somewhere and you were telling us, we were all telling each other what we did, what would the rest of that story look like? What would the hospitality piece look like?
Well, I'm enrolled in a class that begins in October to possibly license my kitchen.
Hold on a second. I have a very small brain, very large heart. Okay. When you say license your kitchen, you mean like your kitchen at home?
Yes.
And what are we licensing? What you're making in said kitchen?
Yes.
What is that?
Baking.
Baking.
And my students will tell you that occasionally throughout the year, I keep a cookie jar on my desk and I bring in cookies for my students.
By the way, Jennifer, after this call and all the great advice I'm about to give you, if you want to send me some baked goods to show your appreciation, I would be fine with that. Just going to go ahead and put that out there.
Absolutely. I will do that.
Okay. So, Jennifer, this is
Tennessee's
fun.
Tennessee's just next door. As long as it has a cold pack, it'll be fine.
Thank you. Put the cold pack in. We'll make the best of it. No, I kid. Well, not really, but I kid. Well, I don't know. Here's the deal, Jennifer. So you would do that, what, 10 hours a week? You're already kind of doing that 10, 15 hours a week, just kind of cooking for everybody else?
Right. But if I had my kitchen licensed, I could apply to a local farmer's market and sell there on a Saturday.
Yeah, but see, that's just side money. That's not something you want to do. Or is it? Let me ask you this. Here's what it boils down to. Do you need money right now? Do you need to be making a certain amount of income with your time?
I do. And
well, would you be able to do that with the baking?
I think I'd be able to do that with the baking.
Well, no, you need to know. You understand what I'm saying? You're kind of like, I think I could. You just have to sit down and run the numbers. Right. Okay, so that's one exercise. Then it just gets back to, okay, which would you rather do? Would you rather do the counseling full-time, or would you rather do the baking, or is it that you really do want to do both? You want to counsel during the day, if you will, and then 3-4 nights a week, do some baking, and then sell your stuff online and or at the farmer's market. Is that what you want? Tell me which option.
Yes. I want to do both.
Well, then do both. You just need my permission? Is that what this is about?
No, I just need to know if I'm on the right path. I also have to say that when I get this master's degree, mm-hmm. it sets me up to take the National Counselor's Exam, which opens endless doors for me.
Yeah. I think that's good, because I think you may discover that you don't want to counsel in the university setting. Maybe you want to counsel marriages. Maybe you want to counsel families. I think it just opens up a lot of opportunities for you. And as you're taking that master's degree, I would get in proximity using my proximity principle to people that are doing multiple types of counseling. You know, like a nursing, a lady who called or a guy who called wanted to be a nurse. I'd say, hey, check out multiple, go do coffee and lunch with multiple types of nurses so that you can get a feel for the industry and which one kind of tugs at your heart the most. And okay. So I'm teasing when I say permission. What I'm saying is, yes, you're doing the right thing. You're absolutely doing the right thing. You're in a university setting where you can get the master's degree and you've already got the thing rolling. How much is it going to cost you to license your kitchen?
That's what I will find out in the class that I'm going to enroll in the fall. Yeah. But the class itself only costs $174.
Yeah.
Put on by our local library system.
And yeah, that's great. I just want you to weigh everything. I want you to weigh all your costs, and I want you to be honest about your time, because you're going to have a job. Are you going to be still working in the current job while pursuing the master's?
Yes.
So how much time, what's our calendar date for being done with the master's program?
I want to be completely done with it by the time I'm 50, and I'm 46 now.
Okay, great. So you're thinking through this thing really wisely, and I absolutely love where your head's at. I think you do both. I love that. I think that bakery essentially coming out of your kitchen is this fun side business that eventually might turn into something much bigger. Who knows? But you get to control that. It's something you love to do. It's a part of who you are. I see it being a part of your counseling work somehow. You know what I mean? I'd love to go to a counselor that every time I went for a session, she handed me a fresh baked good. I think I would be more willing to be healthy mentally if I was being unhealthy physically. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think, I know that I'm an emotional eater. Okay, I'm just going to be really honest. I'm very transparent and vulnerable on this show. When something good happens, I want to eat. When something bad happens, I want to eat. And so I think that would be great. Maybe it's your thing. Maybe you become like the cooking counselor. Now I'm really off the rails. We should probably go to somebody else. I'm giving Jennifer a bunch of bad ideas. But Jennifer, love you, love you, love you. You just keep going forward. Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. How many of you, let's just talk about this. We get these emails all the time, social media posts. I get phone calls on this. Ken, I'm so stressed out. I don't know where to start. I'm overwhelmed. I know I'm supposed to look for a new job. You've kind of helped me on what I need to look for, but I'm still stressed out. I get it. When you sign up at ZipRecruiter.com, you can create a profile for free. Then they match you to jobs that are a fit based on what you are looking for and what your resume says. And you ready for this? They proactively pitch you. They don't just put you out there. They are pitching your resume. Sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken and experience the better way to find a job. Running alongside of you as you chase down the dream, I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577, a different kind of talk radio show. It's time we had a talk radio show that actually talks with you about something that matters to you. And that is your meaning, your purpose. We all long to do work that matters. It is doable. It's not too late. It's not going to cost as much as you think. It's possible. It's not a big myth of luck. It's not the lucky lottery of life. It is intentionality. And we're going to help you figure out who you are, what you want to do, and how to get there. All right. Hey, this is my favorite. I love when folks call in to share. They've stepped into the dream job. We call it the dream scream. And we're going to go to Stephanie, who's got our next dream scream from Charlotte, North Carolina. Stephanie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm living the dream, and apparently you are as well.
Yes, I am.
I love it, Stephanie. Thank you for calling in. I'm so excited. Let's find out here, what were you doing before you decided to make the change?
Well, last year, I actually called in and spoke to you back in July, and at that time, I was part-time youth director at a church, and I was also part-time working in television production, and I was also finishing up my master's degree. It was my last year of my master's.
Okay.
And so that's what I was doing last year.
So you called me. What did you call me for? What did we talk about that day?
Well, I knew that a change was coming. I knew that I was going to be completing my master's degree, and I didn't know which direction to go in. Mm-hmm. And you asked some great questions and about where my passion was and where I was excited about. And it's really funny because what you kind of pinpointed on was that I needed to move to a bigger church. I needed to go to a different church where I could expand some of the things that I have, some of the talents that I have. And I got off the phone with you, and I was really kind of bummed because it's not the answer I really wanted. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, I love my church. I love my church family. And I was really bummed out. And that's exactly where I'm at.
Really?
It turned out to be true. This opportunity fell into my lap later this fall because of the proximity principle and because of the people that I have been around in the past 7 years. I have become very well connected in different communities within the Charlotte region, mm-hmm. and I know a lot of different people, and they know me. Mm-hmm. And when this opportunity came open, I was like, oh, I might be interested in that. And I just threw it out there. And then I was like, no, I'm good. I don't want to leave. I didn't want to leave my comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
And then they came and sought me out. And the senior pastor contacted my pastor at my church and said, can I talk to her?
Well, now, wait a second. So they sought you out, but how? How did they even know about you? Because of you practicing the proximity principle.
Yes, because the proximity principle, my academic advisor at my school is very well connected to a lot of different churches, and she knew someone there, and I knew someone that worked at that church. I had been around the senior pastor. The senior pastor was best friends with my senior pastor. It was very, without even knowing it.
But you expressed, did you initially express interest in this role?
The only time was like a knee-jerk reaction. I was kind of...
Yeah, but you said it to somebody, and then the word got back to
them. I did. I said it to one person.
Right.
And I was like, I might be interested. And then I was like, no, I'm good. I don't need it. I'm good.
Right, because
I didn't want change.
You didn't want to listen to your friend, Ken.
That's right. I didn't.
I told you that you needed to expand your territory is essentially what I told you.
That's right.
And you didn't like
That's
it.
That's right.
I thought that everybody liked my advice when they go on hold,
oh,
Madison.
Oh, man. It's a tough one.
Apparently,
it's
she
a tough
didn't...
one. I had to change many different things about my life.
Yeah.
I had to change a lot.
Okay, let me ask you this. Wait a second.
Yes.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
Oh,
very much so.
It was worth it. Was it fun? No.
Very much so. You know,
I applied
a lot of the different principles that you talked about
okay.
with interviewing.
Okay, good.
And the questions that you ask and going in there, and
yeah.
I was really prepared.
So the point is, though, is once you accepted the change, it was more fun than you thought it would be.
Yes.
Okay, see,
and honestly,
that's good.
Even when they came in and gave me the offer for the position, I didn't know I didn't know if I was going to say yes to the position until I thought more about it. I go, I've already developed the plan,
yeah.
the first devotion for the youth group
yeah.
in my head. Why am I fighting it? I've fought it really, really hard.
Right. Well, you were just scared.
I was.
Here's what I think your number one fear was, do I have what it takes to go from a part-time youth director at a small church to a full-time mm-hmm. director at a large church? Do I have what it takes? I'm afraid I don't have what it takes.
Yeah.
yeah,
I can make it here where everybody loves me. It was my homegrown church. I was a member before I was the youth director. They love me here.
Right.
Are they going to love me where
Will
I go?
Will they love me now? Oh, boy, that's it.
Yeah.
You just nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay, so how long have you been in the new role?
3 months.
And?
I love it. I love it. We just had our youth Sunday. We had youth Sunday this past Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and it was fantastic. The church enjoyed it. I used my television production skills to make a video and for the congregation, and everybody loved it. And I love the youth, the staff. We just moved into the new building. I'm literally sitting in my new office. I actually have a couch in my office.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing. Like,
she's got a couch.
It's a dream.
That is a dream. All right. So, Stephanie, before we get to the dream screen, if you could just share one message, one thought, from your very recent journey into the sweet spot, the dream job, to mm-hmm. men and women that are out there, they're not there yet. I want them to hear from you. What would you encourage them with today?
I would say two things. One, listen to Ken. He knows what he's talking about, and the proximity principle is real. And two, fear is a liar.
Mm.
There's a great Christian music song out there that says fear is a liar, and it's true.
Yep.
Because it's just full of lies, and you have to embrace the change and trust. My favorite verse is Proverbs 3:5, which is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Mm.
And if you truly believe in that, lean into it and you'll be fine.
I love it. Wow, that will preach, Joe. And how appropriate from our friend, Stephanie, the youth pastor. All right, Stephanie, you know how this works. You're going to count it down from 3, 2 to 1, and you're going to give us a dream scream. Take it away, Stephanie.
3, 2, 1. I'm living the dream!
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Stephanie, that is so exciting. That's why we do the show. I got goosebumps all over me, Joe. I'm going to need a... I've just decided. Now, Madison's probably not going to like this, but this is why I like to share these things for you people. Which, by the way, Madison, somebody on Instagram yesterday said, we played a video. Catherine, the social media maven, is in the house. And she posts all these great videos. Well, I don't know if it's a great video. She posts it. That sounded obnoxious. I am not the person who says it's great or not. But anyway, you posted a video on Instagram yesterday. And somebody said, and it was a video where I'm talking to Joe and Madison, which I do on the show a lot. Because, folks, they're 4 feet away from me. I'm just staring at them. It's awkward if I don't acknowledge them. And somebody said, I want to see Joe and Madison. They're like a mystery. And I went, I'm trying. But there's a strict rider, they both have contract rider that just, well, here's the reality. Madison doesn't ever want to be on camera. Joe would love it too much and we'd have all kinds of tension. So I got to figure this out, but hopefully you'll get to meet Joe and Madison and they're a huge part of the show. But there you go. I was going somewhere. Oh, I had an idea. Oh, I get goosebumps every time we do a dream scream. I really do. It's awesome. Like my whole body. And I get a little shiver here. I think I need a Dream Scream sweater, like Mr. Rogers. I put it on just for the Dream Scream. Catherine does not like the idea at all. Madison doesn't seem to be excited. I think, you know, maybe it's because I'm a product of the Mr. Rogers era. All right, we'll talk about it in our next meeting. We'll table the... I think I would put it on, and it will help with the goosebumps. I won't sing, and I won't change shoes either. Mr. Rogers, all-time greatest. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls right here on The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. This is The Ken Coleman Show, helping you discover what you were created to do and then come up with a plan to make that a reality. So if you are confused about what that is, give us a call. If you feel stuck, you have a good idea. You know what it is, but you think there's these circumstances in your life that don't allow you to get unstuck. Oh, I disagree. We can help you with a plan there. How many of you know what you want to do, but not quite sure the path forward? And some of you are just dealing with fear and doubt. Everybody's welcome on this show because everybody matters. You matter. You do have what it takes. Let's go to Garrison, who's on the line in Springville, Utah. Garrison, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, my man. Big fan of the show and what you do. Thanks for talking with me today.
Good to talk to you, sir. How can I help?
So I'm currently a 24-year-old senior going into my last year of college. I'm studying manufacturing engineering, and I'm floundering. I don't think I'm on the right path. The reason I don't think I'm on the right path is because I don't feel like I'm utilizing my passions and strengths. And the reason I headed down this path in the first place is because I come from a family of mechanical engineers, and my grandfather started an aerospace manufacturing company, and my father now runs it today, and they really want me to go into the family business and take up the mantle one day as well.
Of course, of course.
But I just don't feel like I'm...
No.
I'm just not getting any juice from what I'm doing.
No, so. I love it. 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 Garrison, this call right now is probably one of the most important things you'll ever do in your life. And so I want to applaud you for saying it because you needed to say it to somebody else. And I'm going to hold you to this. The only reason you're even doing this in this school, in this degree program, is because you didn't want to disappoint mom and dad and grandpa and everybody else.
That's probably correct, yeah.
No. It's not probably correct. It's absolutely correct.
Yep.
You just called me today because you wanted to know if I think that's the case. Because you told me right out of the gate. You just said it. Well, I don't think I'm using my talents or my passions. Well, of course you're not. So let's just have some fun for a moment, Garrison.
Sure.
If I could just wave a magic wand and poof, give you something to do. No risk, no startup, just boom, you get to try it, just for fun. What is it that you want to do? Say it.
I would love to either be playing music full-time, or I would love to be utilizing my writing skills to help people ride better.
Okay, so let's talk about that. If I interviewed everybody that knows Garrison, and I said, tell me what Garrison does best, give me his top two or three strengths or skills, what would they say?
So they'd say organization, it's him very detail-oriented and very analytical, and I write really well.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff do you love to write?
I like to write anything. I think my favorite part about writing is correcting writing, like reading through someone's writing. And
okay, all right. Now, all right, so this is great. So you're telling me there's not a genre or a type of writing that you love more than anything else, but what you love is editing.
Yes.
So if I sent you several months ago three chapters of my book, The Proximity Principle, said, hey, Garrison, take a look at this and just take a pass at editing this, you would get all excited about that.
Yes.
Well, so let's answer the question. Again, what is it that you'd really love to do? Go.
Editing someone's writing.
There we go. Tell him what he's won, Johnny. I mean, how difficult was that, Garrison?
It's not super difficult.
It's not super difficult. You're just, for the first time in a long time, just saying out loud what you've been thinking for a long time, yes or no?
Yes.
All right, now here's the good news. You're 24 and you're about ready to get a degree. Go ahead and finish the degree. But what I would begin to do is you got to communicate this to mom and dad and grandpa and the whole clan. Hey, guys, I got some good news and bad news. What do you want to hear first? Let's get the bad news, Garrison. Great. The bad news is I have zero desire to run the family business. And I don't want to work in a family business either. Now, the good news is I know exactly what God put me on this planet to do, and I'm thrilled about it. I want to be an editor. Now, I'm looking into all the different ways that I could edit. I could work for a publisher. I could work for a media outlet. You know, I can be freelance editing, do all kinds of editing. You know, I could be a copywriter slash editor for a corporation like a Ramsey Solutions. We hire writers all the time. If you can edit other people's stuff, then you can essentially be a corporate writer as well. It's very similar because you've got marketing people who come up with all kinds of stuff, and then it needs to go through copy editing. So there are a million ways to do this. And Garrison, you're 24, so you can shift now, and you should shift now, and you're going to use the proximity principle. You're going to try to find people all over Utah, all across the country that are successful editors, copy editors, editors of newspapers, editors of books, editors, who knows, marketing agencies, I don't know. It's not very difficult to find. What qualifications are you going to need? The bottom line is you got the degree, you're about there. You could maybe go get a couple of smaller classes, maybe you get a minor in English or writing or something like that. I don't know, but all that helps. But just figure out the best path forward and go after it. Folks, can we just pause for a second and congratulate Garrison for realizing that, hey, if I'm not careful, I'm going to wake up at 44 and I'll been in the family business for 20 years and I'll be miserable. Let's go to Flora, who's calling all the way from Maui. Flora, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Aloha, Ken.
Aloha. Boy, I wish I was sitting next to you right now.
Yeah, it's raining today.
Oh, well, that makes me feel better. How can I help you, Flora?
So I moved to the U.S. 4 years ago. I'm from Hong Kong. Now I'm currently a photographer in Maui. So when I moved to Maui, it's about 2 years ago, I actually got a job to do sales. I have an MBA. And then somehow I lose that job. And then I started taking picture as a transition just to get through it and to see like if I can actually do something with it. Because I really like it. I started taking picture when I was 12. So somehow in the last year, I do this job and it actually, I like it a lot, and I have been like building my own brand on the side. So I'm able to like make about $2,000 a month from my own brand and business.
Okay.
And then with the resort picture that as a contractor, I make about $2,500 to $3,000.
Okay.
But I'm at a point that I am just thinking I need to be done with the resort job because I know that I will make a lot more if I go on my own, but it's just kind of unstable and scary. I don't know if I...
Okay, I got you. Know. All right, so you know what this boils down to? This boils down to you can leave the resort photographer job when you have saved up enough money to give yourself time to be able to build up the side business. You understand what I'm saying? So we would ideally want that side business to be making the same amount of money that you're making combined with the contractor and the side business. So we'd like to see that side business kick out another $3,000 minimum per month, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm trying to get to. But I have another question on top of it. It's just like, I feel like I just started this spontaneously, but I don't know if I want to like do this as my job, you know, like, because I feel... I think I might, like, I want to own a business. That's, like, my dream. But it doesn't matter what it is. I just want to leverage it. And now it's kind of like I'm doing something I like.
Yeah, but you're doing something you like. And you just told me you just want to own a business. You don't even care what it is. So you've already got that side business.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
No, you're not crazy. All I'm trying to do is I want you to hear the things you're saying. Because when you hear the way you just said it, you're laughing at yourself. It sounded silly because you told me you really like photography. You've been taking pictures since you're 12 and you're good at it. And yet you, I want to own my own business. I don't even care what it is, Ken. I just want to own my own business. Newsflash, Flora, you already own your own business and you're on your way. So let me just tell you what I think you should be doing. I think you need to be stocking away that contracting money, saving as much as you can. If you got to take on some extra photography work and work yourself silly over the next year to save enough money up so that if you leave the contracted position with the resort taking photos, that you've got 6 months, maybe even a year of your salary, what you need to live off of, in the bank, and then bet on yourself. Like, I know you believe you can do. Why would you go start another business? I don't care what it is, Ken. I just want to be my own boss. That's what you basically said. Why would you do that? You've already started a business. And by the way, you're doing something you're good at and something you really like. And I would suggest if you took more photos of stuff you loved, you'd really love it. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until the next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.